Welcome to Israel AT News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mostly clear today. Tel Aviv will see a warm day with plenty of sunshine. In Jerusalem, expect a slightly cooler breeze. Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures under a clear sky. Eilat will bask in sunny warmth, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, the supposed ceasefire in Lebanon is a dangerous trap. It's limiting IDF actions while Hezbollah exploits troop presence. Also earlier today, from Israel Hayom, the government updates its goals against Hezbollah. Israel is shifting its focus to defensive counteractions. Also, this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports Iran's economy is under pressure. Popular protests may be inevitable if the naval blockade continues. Separately, JNS reports the UN Security Council criticizes Iran. The blockade of the Strait of Hormuz is causing significant disruptions. And finally, from I-24 News, Netanyahu asserts the IDF will continue targeting Hezbollah. He emphasizes that the work is not done. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Jacobi, an observer, posted just minutes ago about alleged abuses in Gaza. He highlights disturbing reports of rape by Hamas, questioning the silence from some commentators. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today, featuring broadcaster Jonah Hayes. He discusses Iran's new proposals in talks with the US over the Strait of Hormuz. From Middle East 24, Qatar reportedly ends its two-decade relationship with Hamas. This significant regional shift involves Qatar no longer hosting or mediating for the group. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Lebanon. According to Ynet, the ceasefire has turned into a strategic disadvantage for Israel. Hezbollah is using this period to strengthen its positions, raising concerns about future escalations. This development limits the IDF's operational flexibility and could affect long-term stability in the region. Turning to Iran, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Iran's economic situation is critical amid the ongoing blockade. The Supreme National Security Council warns of potential unrest if the blockade persists for more than 2 months. This instability could have far-reaching implications for both regional security and global oil markets. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council's criticism of Iran, as reported by JNS, adds international pressure. The Liberian envoy's comments underline the global concern over maritime security. This situation could lead to increased diplomatic tensions and impact global shipping routes. On the diplomatic front, Netanyahu's statement, reported by I-24 News, signals a continued military focus. Despite international pressures, Israel remains determined to counter Hezbollah threats. This stance may influence future peace negotiations and regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, why? Net Business reports Copperhelm unveils an AI-driven cloud security platform. The Tel Aviv startup raised $7 million in seed funding to enhance cloud security. Separately, from Israel Hayom Business, a new index redefines prosperous nations for 2026. Israel's position shifts as Nordic countries rise, impacting perceptions of economic health. And finally, CTEC reports a former Signia and Hermetic founder raises $17 million for AI communication solutions. This initiative aims to improve coordination between AI agents within enterprises. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.